Bas Koyen Shenisus Yisrael. A regular Bas Koyen, now she had Nisuyin with the Yisrael. Is Loitecha Loibitruma. She's not allowed a Truma. She's an Eshes Yisrael. She can't eat Truma. Mace, let's say the husband died. The law and men who benefit, she had a son from him. Is still Loitecha Betruma. She's not allowed a Truma. Now let's say Nisus Levi. Let's say now this Bas Koyen now gets married to Levi. Is Tayocha the Meiser. Meiser should not eat. Mace, let's say your husband dies. For law and men who bend and she had a son from the Levi. Is Tayocha the Meiser. She still not eat Meiser. Nisnes le Kayin. Let's say she gets married to a Kayin. The Locha is Tayocha Betruma. Even though she has a son from the Yisrael, so what? Le Meiser now she's an Ashes Kayin. Havada she is again a Ladi Truma. Mace, of law and men who bend, Tayocha Betruma, even after the Kayin dies. And she has a son from the Kohen, Vaita, because of the son, she can still eat Truma. Mena meis b'no mikohen. If the son from the Kohen died, is la teicha b'truma? She's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. Because she still has a son from the first husband, the Yisrael. What about meis b'no melevi? Let's say the second son she has from the Levi dies, is la teicha b'maisa? She's not allowed to eat maisa right now. Because really, she's a bas Kohen. But she was married first to Yisrael, and she had a son from the Yisrael. So, Kolzaman, she has a son from the Yisrael, she's still considered like an Eshes Yisrael. Meis Benomi Yisrael, let's say now her third son dies. So, the first son she had, but she really was a Bas Kohen. Now that she has no children and no husbands, the Lachar is, Chayzeros Lebeis Aviyah. She goes back to her father's house, that she's Ladi Truma. V'yalzeh Nemran, this the Pasuk says, that a Bas Kohen goes back to a father's house and she is again allowed to eat Truma. So Mar says like this, Meis b'no milevi, Teichol b'truma. If she had a son, she was a Bas Kohen, and she had a son from a Levi, so when the son dies, now she goes back to the father's house, she can eat Truma. Tehodru ochla mishum, Meis b'no milevi, Yeteichol b'truma. Here's the case of a Keh, where she was the first Abbas Yisrael, and first she got married to a Kohen and she had a son, and then she got married to a Levi. So when Beis Benom and Levi, Teich Tenshim Ladi Truma, because while she has no son from the Levi, she only has a son from the Kohen, therefore she's Ladi Truma. For the Gemara now, how do we know that Nisha eats because she has a son? Omer Avaba Omer Rav. Bas Ubas. The Pasuk says Bas Ubas, an extra Ubas. Rashi says, Todru Ochlo Mishum Beno. Tiftoni Masnisen Gabi Bas Yisrael. In the case of regular Bas Yisrael, Meis Beno Melevi. Tiyocha Betruma Beshvil Beno. In the case where this Bas Yisrael first got married to a Kohen, and she had a son. Then she got married to a Levi and had a son. So we say when she has a son from the Levi, she can't eat Truma. When the son from the Levi dies, she goes back to her first status with the son of the Kohen, and she could eat Truma. Minolan Rashi says, the Zaris Rechelis Lashvil Beno, the Nistes Lazaro Meshach Azaris Rechelis. How do we know in this case, where first she was married to a Kohen, and she had a son, and the husband died, so she's allowed to eat because of the son. Then she got married to a Levi, she's not allowed to eat. How do we know when the Levi dies, she goes back to eat because of the son? So we say, Bas Ubas. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Ubas Koyin Ki Siya Mona Grusha. From the word Vav. For the Gemara Lachur, Kaman Kurb Akiva, the Dorish Vav. The Kurb goes according to Kurb Akiva. And the real, the Gemara said, this is the Machlekis. We have Yishmael Lagin, says, you don't dash in the word Vav. So Gemara says, no. Afilo Taymer Rabbon, even if you want to say, here we're going according to Rabbon and Shita, Kula Bas Kroy Yisayru. This whole pasuk of Ubas Koyin Kisil Amona is an extra pasuk. The Rashi, the Chsiv Liyomene, because it says already before this, Ubas Koyin Kisil Yizar. The Samach Lay Ubas Koyin Kisil Amona. Umasla Nichta Vachisil Amona Grusha. So the whole pasuk is extra. Since the whole pasuk is extra, therefore we dash in the word Uvas. Uvas says the extra Vav, that when she has a son from the Koyin, she goes back to Truma because of that son. Even though in between she got married to somebody else and she lost the rights to eat, but now that the son dies, now that the second husband dies, she goes back to first heter, she's Ladi Truma because of her son. Tana Rabbani, look at the price like this. Kishi chazeres, when she goes back, the locker is chazeres l'truma. She goes back to truma. B'yeinu chazeres l'chazor v'sheik. She was a ba'as kohen that got married to a Yisrael. So when she had a Yisrael for her husband, she can't eat truma. When the husband dies, she goes back to her father's house, she's allowed to eat truma. So Eman Yom says she can only eat truma and not to chazor v'sheik. She can't eat kutchum anymore. Kutchum she can't eat. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Ravina Bashela, Mikra, what's this pasuk? Pasuk says, He betruma sakodeshim lo toichal. So the Hashem b'morim min hakodeshim lo toichal. That once she got married to Yisrael, she's not allowed to touch him anymore. Even though her husband dies, for this she doesn't come back. She does not come back to touch him. She's only allowed to eat truma and not touch him. Rav Nachman Amarav Ravua mi lechem v'lo kol lechem prat lechazor v'shoik. That's the deed. It says, "V'shavu v'esavich nereh mi lechem aviyat teichon." Now she's allowed to eat from the bread of her father's house. Mashma, not all the bread, just some of it. So she was a bas kain. Originally, when she was by her father's house, she could eat anything. She could eat truma and she could eat kachim also. When she got married to Yisrael, now she got a din like Yisrael. She can't eat either, neither truma nor kachim. Now, when the husband dies, the pasuk says she goes back to her father's house and she's allowed to eat from his bread. Mashma, some of his bread, but not all his bread. What do you mean, some yes and some not? That truma, yes, but kodeshim not. Kodeshim in Allah eat. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Tei Zayin. You'll start again from the Gemara. The Gemara says again that what meiz b'no milevi is teyocha b'truma. How do we know this Yisoy that you can eat truma because of Yisoy? That's what the Mishnah said. That Meiz Beno Menoy, the case with the Bat Yisrael, that first she got married to a Kohen, she had a son. So she was able to eat truma because of a son. Then she got married to a Levi, and she had a son. So when the Levi dies, she can't eat truma because she still has shaykhus to the Levi. When the Levi's son dies, then she goes back to eat truma because of her first son. So how do we know this? The Hodru Ochla Mishum Beno. Minolan, Omer Rav Adar, Omer Rav, that Bas Ubas, with Ashen Apostle Ubas, the extra Vav, come to teach us that sometimes the Bas Yisroel, she eats Truma because of her son. So verse says, Kaman, who does this go like? The Churak Rav Yakiva, Tidorash Vav. So Rav Yakiva is the one that Dashen's the Vav. It's a Machlegis, the Gemara Sanhedrin. If you Dashen a Vav or not. So verse says, no. I'll tell you, even if you want to say here, we go according to the Rabbonin, that kulo bas kro yisayru. The so posik ubas is an extra posik. Since so posik is extra here, everybody holds the dashin ubas to teach us that if a bas Yisrael has a son or anybody child from a kohen, she eats truma because of the son. Tell the Rabbonin, word like this. Kishi chayzeres, chayzeres lechuma, v'yeinu chayzeres lechazor v'shoik. In the case of a bas kohen, she was a bas kohen. She originally was able to eat truma because of her father, and she could eat kachim, chazor v'shoik, the parts of the kachim that go to the kohen. If she got married to a Yisrael, she can't eat truma anymore. She can't eat kachim. When she gets a get, or when her husband dies, she goes back to her father's house. When she goes back, she only goes back to eat truma, and she does not go back to eat kachim. Kachim she can't eat anymore. How do we know this? Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Ravina, Bar Shaila, Maikra, what's the pasuk for this? It says, He betrumas HaKadoshim lo toichal. She's not allowed to eat kachim. So Dashim b'murim min HaKadoshim lo toichal. That even this Bas Kayin, once she got married to Yisrael, she can't eat kachim anymore. So Dashim b'murim min HaKadoshim. Even the Chazor v'Shoik, that's the parts of the meat that's given to the Kayin, she is not allowed to eat anymore. The Balchi was once married to a Yisrael, she lost her din, she can't eat kachim anymore. Rav Nachman Omer Rav Baravua. The pasuk says, Milechem. She goes back to eat Vishova Besavia Kinureo Milechem Avia Teuchel. She's allowed to eat from the bread of her father. So we dash in Milechem V'loi Kol Lechem. Not all type of bread. She can't eat everything that she was able to eat before. So what does that mean though? That Prat Lechazov V'Shoik. The chazor v'shoik, the breast and the thighs of the kachim, that from the korban shlomim that he give to the kohen, the bas Kayan cannot eat anymore. Since she was once married to a Yisrael, even though her husband dies, she goes back to her father's house, only for truma, melechem, from the bread, but not all the bread. She can't eat everything. She can't eat kachim anymore. Maskiv lo rami bar choma. Eima, maybe, let's say like this, maybe pratle achoros nedorim. Maybe it just means to say that we say that prat lafos adorim, that the husband, as the father, can't be made for an eder anymore. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. Maybe she goes back completely to eat kachim also. The same way the bas kohen was able to eat trum and kachim before, now she goes back and could eat everything. Maybe the pasuk is just saying that lafos adorim, the father, can't be made for an eder anymore. Rashi says, "V'yema prat laforos nedarim, for loy teim don't say that tihechad linyu trum hodro lemilse kamaisa tehde nam linyu nedarim. Maybe that the father could be made for her nether. His kavashmula no, the father can't be made for nether anymore. Maybe that's pshat laposik." So Gemara says, "Omar Rava, kvar poska tana dvar Rabbi Shmuel. We already learned in tana dvar Rabbi Shmuel like that what." The Torah of the very Rabbi Shmuel, we learned by the very Rabbi Shmuel, learned us, says that the pasuk says, "V'neder almano grusha yakum aleha." If an isha, the halacha is like this: when she's a nara, when she's still by her father's house, her father has the right to be made for her nedarim. When she gets married, now the husband has the right to be made for her nedarim. What the pasuk says, though, what about if she comes an almana? That means her husband dies; she becomes a widow. Or else the grusha, let's say your husband gives her a get, is yokum aleh. Now the nedarim she makes is upon her. Nobody can be made for it anymore. She doesn't have a husband, and masma, she doesn't have a father either anymore. So therefore her nedarim achal upon her. Now if she wants to be mata neder, like anybody else, she has to go to a chocham, let the chocham be mata the neder. So Gemara says, matam uleimah, what do we need this pasuk for? To teach us that the nether of an almona and a grusha is yokum aleh. What do we need this pasuk for? So the mora v'haloi moitza mechlalav or moitza mechlal bal, like l'chor pshita. She's an almona, she has no husband. So pshita, the husband, can't be made for the nether. And l'chor, she doesn't have a father either. She went out of the father's rishus. She's not rishus av anymore. So v'ada, they can't be made for it. So mora says, Eli, you know what the pasuk is talking about? Like this. The father wants to marry you off his daughter. And he didn't make the kedushin yet. But the father gave over his daughter to a husband. And the husband sent the shliach, like to get the kedushin. So the father gave over the kedushin to the shliach of the baal. Or else the father sent the shliach to be the kaddish, to accept kedushin, and now they gave it over to shluchei yabal. In such a case, so b'kitza, the kedushin she was given over from a shliach is v'nisarim b'loy nisgarsha b'derech. And now on the way, after kedushin was chal, the husband died. In other words, really the daughter never left the father's house yet. Only they sent the shliach to be the kaddish. They sent the messenger, and the messenger got there. And the Kedushim was chal, and right after the Kedushim was chal, the husband died for this armless, she became a widow. Or in his garsh, the husband gave her a get right away, the derech. His heichan ikoira bo, beis avia shozu, or beis bala shozu, where is she called? Is she called still by the father's house? Or is she called, she left the father's house, or is she called by the husband's house? And the Lay Malach comes to teach us like this, the Pasuk, that Kivon Sheyotze Shoachas Meshus Av, since she went out of the father's Meshus for a few minutes, like when the Kedushin was Chal, when she did get married, she's not Meshus of father anymore, she's in the Meshus of the husband. So Lachar is, Shuva in the Yachal Hofer, she can't be made for anymore. The husband can't be made for anymore. So that's this Pasuk. The Someli can't say our Pasuk is, Laforos Nedarim. We know it from over here that the halacha is once the daughter, she got married, she went out of the father's rishus, she never comes back to the father's rishus. Laforos Nedarim, the father cannot be made for his daughter's Nedarim anymore. Once she got married, even when she gets a get or the husband dies, she does not come back to the father's rishus. That's this pasuk. So now our pasuk, we don't need prat laforos nedarim. Because we know it from this pasuk. So therefore, our pasuk is teaching us that that she goes back to the father's house, teat, milechem aviyah, we dashin, she could only eat milechem from the bread, and not all the bread. The kodeshim, that she can't eat. Rav Safra says like this. The pasuk says, milechem aviyah teyochol. She's allowed to eat the bread from her father. What does that mean? Lechem v'loy basar. That means she can eat bread. What does bread mean? Truma. The truma, she's allowed to eat. She's a bas koyin. True, she once was married to a Yisrael. But then when she was married, she was not allowed to eat truma. But now that the husband dies, she's allowed to eat truma again. But the diyak lechem v'loy basar. She's not allowed to eat kachem anymore. Once she was once married to a Yisrael, she can't eat kachem anymore. Rav Papa says, the pasuk says, Me lechem aviyah teyochol. So we dashin, lechem haknuya leaviyah. It was bread that belonged to the father. Haknuya leaviyah, the father owned the bread, like truma. Truma, when a Yisrael gives truma to a kohen, the kohen owns the truma now. It's his truma. The kohen owns it. Prat lechazo v'sheik. This is excluding that she cannot eat any more kodeshim. Why not? Because Kodeshim, that the Yisrael gives from the korban, the thigh and the breast to the kohen, to Mishulchan Gevaya Kazochi. It's not really called the kohen owns it. It's called Mishulchan Gevaya. It's like the Shulchan HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table. In other words, he receives it like a present from Hashem. It like still belongs to Hashem. He's allowed to eat it. But not that it's really his. He's Kohen, he owns it. So therefore, it's not called Lechem Aviyah. It's not called the father's Lechem that the father owns. The father, the Kohen, owns Truma, but he does not own the Kodeshim. Therefore, the Bas Kohen, she cannot come back to eat the Kodeshim. It's not called something that the father owns. It's like a present that Hashem gave you, a present. It's like Shirayim from Hashem. It's the leftover of the korban that Hashem says the kohen's allowed to eat it, but not that he really owns it. Therefore, it's not called lechem aviyah. That's why she cannot eat it. So, Marav Rava says like this: Rava Amar v'yeschazo atnufa v'yeshayka truma toyachlo ato v'necho v'noisecho itucha. It says you only can eat it when they're with you. So, idashin v'zman shitcha, only when she's with you. Here, once she once got married, she's not called with you anymore, so she's not allowed to eat this kodeshim anymore. Amarav Ada Barava. Torna would look like this. Kishi chayzeres le beis aviyah. When she goes back to the beis aviyah, again, a bas koyein that got married to a Yisrael. And then the husband dies, so she goes back to her father's house. Is chayzeres le truma. She goes back to truma, but v'yeno chayzeres lechazov v'shoik. She does not go back. She's not allowed to eat chazov v'shoik. Kotshim she can't eat. Now b'shvil b'no chayzeres af lechazov v'shoik. Let's say in the case where she has a son. In other words, the opposite way. She was a bas Yisroel that got married to a kohen. An eshes kohen is allowed to eat truma and kodeshim. Let's say even if the kohen dies, but if she has a son from the kohen, because of the son, she's allowed to eat even kodeshim. Here it's better. B'shvil b'no she can eat. So Marozo, Rav Mordechai went, Omer l'shmaito kaimed Ravashi. He went and said over this halacha from Ravashi. Omer, he said, Mehecho komis raboi, how do you know this halacha, that you could eat a bas Yisrael, could eat because of a son? Mivabas, because it says Lacha Mivabas, says that the Shava Besavia. So Bazoi Miadifula Mino, how could a daughter, like the sons, make it better for the mother than the mother where Bas Kohen goes back to her father's house? How could she be better than the case of a Bas Kohen? So Gemara says, Hosan Ksiv Miyuta, yes, she's better. Because why the Bas Kohen, the Pasuk says, V'shova v'esaviyah kunareh milechem aviyah. So we make all the miyutim, milechem, and not all the lechem, or else aviyah, it has to own, the father has to own it, and not kodeshim. So when the Bas Kohen comes back to the father, here the Torah says miyutim. Here there's a chiddush to say that a Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kohen, when she has a child from the Kohen, she has the locha like a Eishes Kohen still. And here there's no miyutim. So therefore, Kol Zaman, she has a child from the Kohen, she has a locha like an Eishes Kohen, that she's allowed to eat both. She can eat Truma and she can eat Kaddishim. Then the Mishnah said like this, Bas Kohen, she nistos Yisrael. Yad a Bas Kohen, that got married to Yisrael. Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, Vishovel Beisavia, that what, that when a husband dies, the Yisrael dies, she goes back to her father, she's allowed to eat Truma. So we dashin Trat L'Shemeres Yavim. Only if what, when the husband dies, either they had children, or they, no, they can't have children here. It has to mean there's no brothers. There's no, not a Shemeres Yavim. Hey, it's a Bas Kohen that was married to a Yisrael. When the Yisrael dies, she goes back to her father's house. But Trat only if she's not a Shemeres Yavim, where there's no brother to make Mrs. Yibum. Because when there's a Mrs. Yibum, that's not called you going back to your father's house. Then the Pasuk says, Tinureho, so which has to be what, a Naro, Tratla Muberis, not that she's pregnant. If she's pregnant, also she doesn't go back. When she was married to the Yisrael, even if the husband dies, but if she's pregnant from a husband, she doesn't go back, she can't eat Truma. We have to wait and see if she'll have a child. Because if she's going to have a child, is she still called like a Yisrael, that she can't eat Truma? So the Mor of Aloy did it. Really, it's a Kal V'chomer. Huma b'mokim shlo yosef lad min arishin, kiv lad min asheni, maduch bayibum. Where we did not make the vlad min arishin, kiv lad min asheni, lepoitra min ayibum. Like Lamashal. Let's say a lady first had one husband, and she had children from him. And then they got a get, and she got married to another husband. And from the second husband, they didn't have any children. And the second husband dies, so there is a Mitzvah Yibum. Even though she had a child from somebody else, but so what? Since the Maisa, this husband now did not have any children, and the husband has brothers, when he dies, there's a Mitzvah Yibum. So that means, Shaloi Yosef Lad Min Arishin, we did not consider her child that she had from the first husband, Kiv Lad Min Asheni. We do not consider as if there's a child now from the second husband, Lepoitrim and Ayibum, to say that there should not be a Mitzvah Yibum, we don't say that. But rather we say what? There is a Mitzvah Yibum. Still, Osa Ubar Kiyalud, the Yibum, we say when she's pregnant, it's like she has a child. That what is no Mitzvah Yibum, like Rashi says. Shemoisu Muberis, if you have a Shemeres Yavim, in a case where your brother died, and she left his wife pregnant, so she's pregnant, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. There's still the Pasuk says, Dein Ein Lo. So it means, I ain't no love, you have to check her out, Bechol and Yonim, to see anything. So Kisa, when she's pregnant now, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So if so, Mokom Shosav Lav Min Arishin, Kivlad Min Asheni, Lepoistla Min Atruma, in this case, where she was a Bas Kohen, and she got married to a Yisrael, and she had a child from him. So when the first husband dies, and she has a child, the child is always considered here. That what, she's not allowed to eat Truma now. She's still called like an Eshes Yisrael. Is Einoy Din, Shenas Uber Kielud, shouldn't we say that when she's pregnant, it's like she has a child, and also she's not allowed to eat, she cannot eat Truma right now. So Chorus HaKal V'Chomer, like why don't we need a Pasuk Lunu Reho? To say Prat Lumaveris, it's the Kal V'Chomer even without this Pasuk, I would say, that as she's pregnant, for sure she cannot go back to her father's house, she can't eat Truma. So Rosh says, Loi, I say no, with the Kal V'Chomer I would not know it. I tell you, Mali also Uba Kielud Linyin Yibum. You know why by Yibum we say she's pregnant? There's no Mitzvah Yibum. It's like she has a child, Sherei also Mesim Kechayim. Because by Yibum, there's a loch of Mesim is like Chayim. So Rashi says, Linyin Yibum Sherei also Mesim Kechayim. Mais the Bible, her husband dies, V'yachakach Mespido, and then a child dies, Hareyu Kechay. There's no Mitzvah Yibum. Like we'll soon see. What's going to be in a case where the husband dies, and at that time they had children, and then later the children die, Is mitzvahs yibm chal then? No. We'll have a posik soon that the yibm is not chal. Since so by yibum we say sherei osa meisam kichayin. Even when the children die, still they're considered like they're alive. So therefore, nasu b'kilut. That's why we say the kid is the pregnancy is like he has gave birth already. Mashenkin linyin truma. Mashenkin with his bas kain got married to Yisrael. Shlo yosa meisam kichayin. If she has a child, she can eat truma. But when a child dies, she's lari truma. We don't say when they die, they're like they're still alive. No, when the kid dies, he's dead. So Mela, I would think maybe when she's pregnant, it's not cool that she has a child yet. And maybe she could eat truma. Therefore, Talmud Leimah can arrear. Therefore, we need a pasuk of, she only goes back to her father's house when she's a nara. And can arrear her. That means pratlum abers. That when she's not pregnant. But if this Bas Koyin is pregnant from the Israel and the husband dies, she cannot eat truma yet. So Mar says now, the Yitzruch lenichtav muberis, it has to teach us this chiddush that if she's pregnant, she can't eat. The Yitzruch lenichtav v'zereinla. It also has to say that when does the Bas Koyin go back to her father's house? Only v'zereinla, she has no child. But if she has a child from the Israel, she cannot eat truma. What are these both looking for? The Kosa Rachmana Vizera Ain Lush doesn't have a child. Mikora Chagufa. Vashta Tregufe. You know why? Because at the beginning she was one, and now she's two. So she's not like she was before. Therefore, she has a child, she can't go back to her father's house. There is Bas Koyin, if she was married to a Yisrael and he had a child, she can't go back to her father's house because she's not like she was before. Before she was only one person, now she's two. Avo muberes, but if she's only pregnant, the mikora chad gufa, vashta chad gufa. She's still only one person. True, she's pregnant, but she's only one. So maybe that's cool. She could go back to the way she was before. And that's why in another passage, the sake in a rare, she can't be pregnant. Eimah tiyachol tricha. They find in the pasuk. Now the kosevachamano muberes. The Buddha just said the word kinureho, that pregnancy says she can't eat. The mikora.